Always online.
Who doesn't like a good Ouija board story, huh? In this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, we got one of the best Ouija board stories I think we've ever had on Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up on the website, realghoststoriesonline.com, to get it, or on our other website, ghostpodcast.com. Click Become an EPP and you'll have access to this story and all the others in this week's EPP bonus episode. Here's a little taste. The first Ouija board I ever saw was in a Sears Christmas catalog. I don't remember the exact wording used, but it was described as being a fun toy that somehow gave amazing answers to questions. Now, there wasn't the slightest chance of ever getting anything out of that catalog, so when I was with my mother in a secondhand store and came across a Ouija board in a brand new box, I was overjoyed. Cost less than a dollar, so my mother let me have it. For the first few days, my siblings and I enjoyed getting answers to our questions. Then came the night the board refused to cooperate. The planchette moved erratically over the board and refused to spell anything. I finally got tired and started ranting at it. I didn't understand what I was doing at the time, but I know I now provoked something. The board spelled, "Shut up." I don't remember what I said, but it was a smart-ass remark. I jabbed the board into the box and tossed it in the back of the closet. I would have forgotten about what I'd done if it wasn't for what happened that night. I woke up drenched in an icy cold sweat. My heart was pounding like a drum and my hearing was sharper than it had ever been before. Something was coming, and I knew it. I knew, too, I was in trouble. I stared at the corner of my room between the closet and the window. As I watched that corner, I started to shake. This weird but in my mind feeling took over. I saw beyond the wall into a pitch black room with a door on the other side. There's about an inch of space beneath this door, lit by a fiery orange-red glow. A black shadow moved back and forth behind it. As I watched the door swing open slowly, the light behind it went out. I could hear and feel something walking towards my room, and I knew this was very, very bad. My first impulse was to jump out of bed and run to my mother's room. But I had a horrible feeling. If I tried to flee, this thing would catch me before I reached the door. The room turned very cold. I buried my head under the covers, felt the dark presence slowly moving towards me. There were seconds of crying out when a soft voice in my head told me to be quiet. I don't know to this day if that voice was my survival instincts kicking in or something else entirely. It was neither male nor female, just soft and calm. And it said to me. So what did the voice say? What happened with that thing that was coming out of the closet? Find out in this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Also, could the young victim of a crime be the one attempting to make contact in a listener's home? A deceased former owner of a home returns to help with projects around the house. And a child development specialist finds there is something peculiar about a client's home. Those stories and more in this week's EPP bonus episode. When you sign up to be an EPP extra podcast person, you get all the bonus episodes of our show, all 78 of them. Binge away on those. Plus access to our exclusive video content, our video series, Seeing Ghosts. Brand new episode of that out this week as well, so check that out. And of course, access to every EPP exclusive on the website there. Sign up, realghoststoriesonline.com. Click Become an EPP, or sign up at ghostpodcast.com. Click Become an EPP. And thank you.